Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus. At the height of the Cold War.
With the closing of the border, Soviet divisions in East Germany were on the move, with combat forces brought into strategic positions for the contest over the status of Berlin.
At a time when two halves of the world were separated by an iron curtain on the brink of nuclear war, the Beatles released, well, a strange kind of rock and roll song. I'm Paul Muldoon. I'm a poet, a lover of not only the lyric poem, but the song lyric. Over the past several years, I've got to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of our era.
And will you look at me? It's happened. I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That's Sir Paul McCartney. He and I worked on a book together, looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
Am I actually a songwriter? My God, well, that crept up on me.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. It's a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, back in the USSR.
Mobilization efforts during the last months of 1961 brought the United States Army to a strength of over 1 million men, subsequently increasing our troop strength throughout Europe.
It's hard to imagine just how puzzling it would have been in 1968 to hear a song about somebody being happy to leave the West and go back to the Soviet Union. Only a few months before, Russian tanks had rolled into Prague to crack down on protests against Soviet control. This 1968 report from ABC News highlights the extent of the operation.
Russian tanks and infantry, aided by troops from East Germany, Hungary, Poland, and Bulgaria, have occupied Czechoslovakia and have crushed the new and relatively liberal leadership of that small country.
The way this song turns the cultural and political world order on its head is what makes it the joke of an era. As was often the case for McCartney, he drew inspiration from what was happening in the wider world, as well as from the songs that were playing on his radio.
Chuck Berry wrote a song called Back in the US, which we were very familiar with. And so I kind of thought it was kind of cool. It was obviously a serviceman returning home.
Right.
Going back into the US, going back into his home civilization. Let alone just to be at
my home back in old St. Louis. Chuck Berry had come back from a trip to Australia where he had witnessed the dismal living conditions of the indigenous population. And he wrote this song as a kind of anthem to his glorious USA. Did I miss the skyscrapers? Did I miss the long freeways? From the coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay. Glossing over the struggles of the American civil rights movement at the time, Berry's song is a celebration of capitalism and the economic boom of the 1950s, of drive-ins and sizzling hamburgers. Paul McCartney and the Beatles loved Chuck Berry, and they loved this upbeat, celebratory anthem. But now a decade had passed. The Vietnam War was a total failure, and the world's love affair with American culture had started to wear off.
It was a little bit too pro-US, because we were in the UK. So I could poke fun at it in my own way. And when I saw that USSR was kind of similar, then I realized I could sit it back in the US, I could do a little parody on Chuck's idea of being back, and I would have a Russian guy who'd come from America and was glad to be back in Russia. And he'd come from Miami on BOAC, British Overseas Airways Corporation.
EC-10, BOAC's outstanding contribution to the second generation of jet airliners.
The speaker of the song, the protagonist, flies back to the Soviet Union with the glamour of modern jet travel, like that showcased in this 1964 ad for BOAC.
In the economy class, the standard is so high that passengers can easily persuade themselves that they're VIPs traveling first.
One medium dry vodka martini, mixed like you said, sir.
Who is this man?
Anything else, sir?
It's easy to imagine him as a kind of suave jet-setter, fluent in many languages, lots of charm, maybe like a James Bond type.
The Prime Minister's talked to Moscow. They're saying it was an accident during a routine training exercise.
Governments change. The lies stay the same.
Except he wouldn't be reporting to MI6 or Dame Judi Dench, rather the KGB. He's flying home from Miami. He's just been to sunny Florida, maybe hanging out on the beach, which gets us to the bridge. If the verse is setting up a joke, the punchline is the bridge, when our protagonist starts listing the territories of the former Soviet Union. The harmonies of the bridge were inspired by the Beach Boys. In fact, when the Beatles went to India in 1968 to meditate, Mike Love of the Beach Boys was there too. He has even claimed in several interviews that he gave McCartney the idea for that part of the song.
Where did the Beach Boys fit into this?
Well, they were big influences around about the time. So this, as I'm doing a parody of Chuck, and I'm doing it American, but it's a Russian guy having all the sentiments. So I'm using stuff from the Beach Boys for the parody. So when I'm going, Ukraine girls really knock me out, I'm thinking California girls will knock me out. I think I was very lucky. As I say, when I hit this little humorous vein, it seemed to just sort of flow. So I know what I'm doing now. It's in the middle. So now I'm going to go into detail about the countries and the territories. So we got Ukraine, and we've got Moscow, and we got Georgia. Well, if I say Georgia, I think of the old American song, Georgia on My Mind, which I would be thinking of the Ray Charles Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through.
Ray Charles' home state of Georgia is suddenly transformed into the Soviet satellite nation of Georgia. And now the joke is complete. Leaving behind the sun and fun of Miami and old sweet Georgia, we break through the wall, eager to get back into the USSR on board our BOAC jet.
I don't think I ever understood at the time that BOAC was in the first line. I'm not sure if I ever quite understood what it was.
Yeah.
Now, does that horrify you?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm still finding things in these lyrics, but I do sometimes think, I mean, particularly about this one, how amazingly ancient all the ideas are. Now, there isn't a USSR anymore. There isn't a BOAC. And I often wonder, like, you didn't get it. I don't think the kids get it. I'm not sure they know what USSR was. Yeah. It's just a rock and roll song.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, the joke is that I then split it up back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A Tinyfiletmusic.com to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
While the song has an upbeat rock and roll energy, the subtext of the lyrics is certainly more bittersweet. The Soviet Union at the time was a totalitarian state with strong censorship in place.
You know, it was always grey. So, I mean, when I'm writing this song, it's very much tongue-in-cheek. I'm not really thinking there's anything for this guy to go back to. You know, I remember when we first went to Berlin and sort of looked over the wall.
Aware of their special responsibilities on this trouble spot between the free and communist worlds, American soldiers of the Berlin garrison are combat ready and alert.
To me, I just knew there was like a vast grey expanse that was beyond this wall and that we were all in technicolor.
People in East Germany continue to risk their lives to escape to the free world.
Everyone in Russia who goes back to the Beatles period remembers having to smuggle records, or it was all very, you know, little rooms where you could play it and you didn't want people to know, you didn't want the authorities to know that you were listening to this forbidden group, which really, we loved. The idea of that we were getting smuggled with, along with Levi jeans. This was like true cultural arrival.
A little over a decade after the fall of the Soviet Union, McCartney really did arrive when he was invited to give a concert on Red Square in Moscow. And when he played Back in the USSR, he felt the whole crowd rise and join in the song. During his time in Russia, this was 2003, McCartney got to meet a young Vladimir Putin, then serving his first term as president. There's actually a news clip of the occasion, and you see Putin and McCartney sitting across from each other like two statesmen. And then Paul McCartney pops the question.
When you were growing up, did you listen to the Beatles?
No, with missing the Beatles.
Yes, it was extremely popular. It was like a gulp of freedom. Your music was like an open window to the world.
It was banned by the authorities, I understand.
It was considered at this time a propaganda of some alien ideology.
It would have seemed unimaginable then that 20 years later, the same man would order Russian troops to invade Ukraine, an act of war unparalleled in Europe since the end of the Second World War. Cracking down on any protest, arresting journalists, assassinating political enemies, jailing young women for singing in churches. Once again, closing the window to the outside world. My conversation with Paul McCartney took place before the current war in Ukraine, but during our time together, we often spoke about the subversive nature of art and how, throughout history, music has served as a beacon of freedom.
Art is dangerous.
To some people. We always thought that we were on the right side. That if we were dangerous, we were dangerous to the Russian authorities. And to us, that said, they're not that good.
Right.
It's sort of, that was how we felt. And I think it was true to a large extent that they were trying to suppress this Western influence. And it goes on, you know. I know there was a period when you thought, oh, it's all clearing up. But it's actually, this suppression is back, big time, you know, with sort of many countries now. And it's sort of been given a free pass. And everyone's kind of stymied and sort of saying, no, please don't do that. But I mean, God knows what the politics and the realities are behind it. But anyway, so for me, it's kind of nice to just escape into a song like this.
Back in the USSR, from the 1968 record titled The Beatles, also known as the White Album. In the next episode, Paul McCartney tells us about how his late mother visited him in a dream and gave him some words of wisdom.
Seeing her beautiful, kind face was very comforting. I immediately felt at ease and loved.
One of the Beatles' last hits, Let It Be, is an answer to the band's inner turmoil and to Hamlet's age-old question, to be or not to be. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.